Hey y'all, hey, welcome to Journey to Becoming, a memoir podcast. And this episode is taken from a Facebook Live video I did, so you may have to forward to the 1 minute mark or so to get to the goods. Thanks for listening, and be sure to come back again soon.
Is we live? Oh, let me see. Hopefully y'all can hear me. If y'all come in, please say hello. Let me know y'all are here. Let me know if y'all can hear me. Hey y'all, hey. I'm still trying to figure out why they don't have a share option like they used to. Like, hey Iris. That is just to invite friends. I'm trying to invite friends. Can you hear me? Hey, Hel. Oh, no, that's them helmet. Hey, Michelle. Hey, hey. I just got through walking 6 miles, so I'm tired. This is water. This is water in my red cup. And this is sweat on my maroon shirt. Okay, so I wanted to come on here. Okay, that's good. Okay. I just had to make sure because my volume was down super low when I started. So, hey, y'all. Hey, Al. But I want to come on here to talk about how, if you're not operating, your purpose, using your gifts, you to find out what that assignment is and operate in that purpose and to show up and do that, just period. And some of us know what that assignment is and some of us don't. Some of us, it comes easy to us. We know, like, when we're little, what it is that we want to do when we grow up, right? So it's just bigger than just saying, oh, when I grow up, I want to do X, Y, Z. It's like, it's our soul's purpose. We have a legit assignment to fulfill. And if we know what it is that we're supposed to be doing, it is our responsibility to show up. Just point blank for us to show up. And I know that a lot of us struggle with what it is that we're supposed to do here because we have there's so much stuff going on. So many things going on. And we have all these like interests and likes. I know I do. So sometimes it can be hard to figure out what it is that we're supposed to do with our lives. But the bottom line is that we are all here for a reason. And we have to make it a point to find out what that reason is before we leave this earth. And what got me thinking about this is because, so I woke up this morning to some news from, just, how did I see it? Just on social media. So one of the business coaches that I've been following and working with for the past few months, she passed away yesterday. So, I don't know how old she was, but I know she wasn't 40. So, she was in her 30s, and she passed away yesterday. And I know we always talking about, like, how people that we don't know, how, like, death shouldn't affect us, and it's like, since it's not a friend or a family member. But it affected me because the fact that she was young, And she was out here and she fulfilled her purpose. She came into this world and did what it was that she needed to do. And she was the, she went by the six-figure chick. So some of y'all might know her if y'all really in, you know, on social media and all that. But she called herself the six-figure chick. So I started following her on social media like a couple of years ago. And I didn't buy into her programs until maybe like a year or so later, when I got really serious about my business and what it was that I'm supposed to do on this earth. And I resonated with her because she was a black woman like me. And she literally started from the bottom. She told her story about how she was making minimum wage. She lived in Alabama. She was making a minimum wage, so $8-$9 an hour. And she decided to start an online business while she was going through chemo treatments. So she had cancer, right? So while she's going through chemo treatments, she decided to start this online business like 6 years ago. And she started calling herself the six-figure chick after she did the work, found out how to make money online, and she started making six figures. So she started teaching everybody everything that she knew, you know, offering these programs and all that kind of stuff. And it wasn't until like 2019 when she actually got to millionaire status. So I'm watching her evolution online. So it affected me when I saw that she passed away yesterday, because like I said, she started her business 6 years ago while she was in the middle of, you know, having chemotherapy, going through chemotherapy. And she got sick on August 6th. And since I'm a part of, she has this this digital product society where she teach business owners how to just make money online and shows you the blueprint and all of that. So those of us in her digital product society, she emailed us a coupon to go to Starbucks and get anything we wanted, right? But she's in the hospital. She got sick August 6th, and she's still pouring into her community. She's still posting every single day. So here it is. She's sick and still showing up every day, where there's some of us where there's nothing wrong with us at all. Hold on, my glass is fogging up. If y'all didn't hear me earlier, I said I just got through walking 6 miles, so I'm still trying to cool down. But there are some of us who there's nothing wrong with us, and we ain't showing up for shit. And it just really made me put some things in perspective about how we put things off and we procrastinate, and we come up with all of these reasons why we're not doing something that we know that we should be doing. And here it was that she had cancer, went through remission, ended up getting sick, getting pneumonia, and then passed away. And was still posting and still pouring into her people. So she fulfilled her divine assignment on this earth. So I just was like, I mean, this is me included, because I know that even though I show up, I don't show up in the capacity that I know I should. I'm legit sitting on a lot of my gifts, and I know a lot of you are sitting on your gifts too. But I think we just got a lot of nerve to put off what we can do today. And we procrastinate and say, okay, I'll do it tomorrow. Or we compare ourselves to other people and why we're not showing up the way that we should, and start like second guessing and doubting our gifts. And we're just wasting time. So this message is like for me, but I know I'm not the only one. So I'm just like, I'm going to go on here and share this message too. That as cliche as it sounds, life is for real too short. Like, we know 2020 has been this bitch. And a lot of us have known someone who has lost their lives to Corona during this pandemic. And it's just a whole lot of shit going on. And we just really need to, more than ever, find out what it is that we're supposed to be doing on this earth and show up and just do it. And I really wanted to talk about this because of the fact that this young woman started her company online, was making minimum wage, and ended up making six figures, was able to retire her mama and hire her brother to work in her company, and she showed up and showed entrepreneurs how to make money online. So some of us don't want to do the work. We don't want to do the work. We don't feel like showing up. And I know I sometimes don't feel like showing up either. But we have a responsibility to those, because this is not about us. This is not about us. When you realize that we are all here to be of service, it's like to serve others. Whatever that capacity is. If you can cook your butt off, if you're supposed to be a chef, you're supposed to be out here feeding me, because I'm not a chef and I like to eat. It's like, if you're not out here cooking those delicious meals and feeding me, you're like, it's for me. It's for me. If you're not out here operating your purpose, like for real, you're just being it's a disservice. So that's the same thing for me. I know that I am, my purpose is that I have a lot of purposes. But my purpose is to share stories. So which is why I write books and I write films and I listen to stories. That's my purpose. My purpose is to share messages and to spark conversations. And let me see what my other purpose. Oh, one of my main purposes was to find my purpose and then help people find theirs. Not walk the walk for you. Hey, LaJuan. Because everybody has to walk their own path. Everybody. That is your responsibility. You have to sit still, reflect, dig deep within yourself and say, why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? If you're asking yourself, is this it? Is this all I'm supposed to be doing in my life? The answer is no, it's not it. If you're asking yourself those questions, then you already know that there's more to your life. And we have to reach a point of self-actualization. We have to reach a point of self-fulfillment. Otherwise, we're not fulfilling our purpose, because we are here to enjoy all of what life has to offer. We are here to live abundantly. We're not supposed to be here struggling. We're not supposed to be down here sad and none of that stuff. Yes, there are times where we get sad, and that there's a place for that, but we're not supposed to stay there. We are supposed to be here enjoying life and being of service and just doing shit. Just period. So the reality is, though, we do have everything we need within us, but a lot of us don't sit still long enough to receive the answers. A lot of us aren't open to receive the answers that we need. But once we are ready, it's that saying, you know that saying that says, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. I agree with that, but I do believe that sometimes the teacher will appear even when you're not ready, just to test you to see if you are ready. And it's just like, nah, dude, you got some more studying to do. But we have everything we need within us. Like, we think that the answers are out there, but the answers are really within us. So we just got to be ready to be ready and open to receive it. So I just wanted to come over here and talk about that, because that just hit me something different to know that I've been going hard trying to structure my business, doing everything right, instead of being this solopreneur that I've been doing for 10 years, just doing the things in the background the right way. And I joined this society of women. Well, it's men in there too. But this society of entrepreneurs doing their thing, and she created this group, and then she passed away. And I'm just like, really? But she's able to leave a legacy for her family, for her kids, for her husband. And that's what we have to do. We have to get to what's important. We have to own some shit, leave some legacies, and show up. So I know that there are people that are struggling with this, because I struggled with it for a long time. So I don't even know I put the link in there, because if you are someone that is struggling with it, you all can set up a soul session with me. I do like these intuitive soul sessions, and I can use the tools that help me to get clear about what it is that I'm supposed to do on this earth. Some people that's on this live, they've actually done a soul session with me, and they really enjoyed their results. But we gotta show up. We got a responsibility. There are people out there waiting on us for the exact thing that we have, and they need what we have to offer. Just period. LaJuan, you said you feel that way all the time. You feel that what way? Like, you're asking, is there more to life? Is, like, what am I supposed to be doing? Because we're all here to do something, believe it or not. Believe it or not. Who's this messaging me? But see, that was quick. I just wanted to come on and say that. You got to show up. We all have a divine assignment. We all have a purpose in this world. It is everybody's responsibility. It is your responsibility. I'm not going to say everybody, because that makes it seem like it's a collective effort. No, it's your responsibility to find out what it is that you are, why you're here, and then go about showing up to do that thing. Period. So this is me showing up because my divine assignment is to help people find out who they are, and for me to be of service by showing up even when I don't feel like it, so that I can set an example to say, hey, she's showing up when she don't feel like it. So that's why I gave y'all the story about the 6-figure chick, because I'm pretty sure when she was in the hospital and going through all those chemo sessions, she didn't feel like showing up either, but she still showed up for her people, because she knows that we out here trying to build companies, make money, leave legacies for our families. And she showed up even until her last day. Now, if that don't spark something in you, I don't know what else would. Because I know this morning I'm sitting here like, because she has another friend that's on social media named King Ashley Ann. When I tell you they're beasts in their industry, in marketing, and social media, in the online space. And she had a live, she went live on her Instagram and allowed just all us regular folks to come on with her to say, like, you know, a 2 minute, like how you would do at a funeral. How you walk up, you get on the mic and say, such and such was a great person. She allowed people to come on her live and say, you know, kind words. And I thought that was nice. And it was for like 2 hours. I didn't get on because, again, I didn't find out until this morning. And she had already done it. But she had a platform allowing people to come up there and say nice things about her because she impacted a lot of people's lives. So the good thing is she did what she was brought here to do. And that's the way you want to go. You don't want to go be on your deathbed with regret, like, oh, I should have started that business, or I should have shot my shot. Just whatever it is, you just got to show up and do what it is that you were brought here to do. So that's all I got. If y'all like this, share this out. And if y'all know somebody who is like struggling, someone who is lost or trying to find out what their purpose is, show them this video. Have them inbox me. Have them do an intuitive soul session with me. It really helped me. So I know it'll help you. And it helped the people that I did the soul sessions for. So I know that it works. That's just if you need some clarity. Because life is too short. Life is too short. So if you, every day, you're just like, it got to be something more to this. You need a soul session. That's all I got, y'all. Have a good night. I'm about to go in here. What's today? Oh, I still got some hours. I was about to say I'm about to watch P-Valley, but that's not going to drop till midnight. I'm about to go find something to watch on Netflix or something, because I really, really love TV. Y'all still here? I'm about to go anyway, though, but thank y'all for coming on. Again, share this message. Share this post. Share this video. And click on the link if y'all want to do a soul session. And send this out to someone who you feel like is sitting on their gifts, sitting on their talents, and they just need a push. They need some clarity or something. Send them my way. Bye, y'all.